بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم اكملت لكم دينكم واتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الاسلام دينا فقال الرسول فاذا قال الله سبحانه وتعالى والنصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم فقال رسول لا يؤمن احدكم حتى يكون هواء تبع لما جئت وكما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله الكريم Respected elders and brothers, may Allah Ta'ala make whatever has been mentioned a means of our hidayat and the hidayat of entire mankind at large. Say Ameen. But that is the purpose of us coming to listen to the talks of deen. As Allah Ta'ala even mentioned in the Qur'an Kareem, and the Qur'an is recited, Zadadhum Imana. That means they become more conscious of Allah. Every talk supposed to be such, or every advice of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is supposed to make us leave from here, that we say, I am making effort to become more obedient servant of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala make it happen like that. That we work towards becoming a more obedient servant of Allah Ta'ala. That's the object of the talks. That we become obedient servants of Allah. Allah make us all like that. That we become obedient servants of Allah. Allah also give us the tawfiq, inshallah, if we can learn this dua, and we reflect upon this dua, and we strive to get this dua into our lives. Many times I mention it, but I love to keep mentioning. Allahumma aftah qafa la qulubina bi dhikrik, say ameen. Wa atmim alayna bi ni'matik. وَاسْبِغْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ Say Ameen. Allah, Allah, open those locks in my heart that is making me lazy towards becoming obedient to you. Open those locks. Why is it that I don't strive to become obedient to you, Ya Allah? Forgive me, Ya Allah. Help me to become obedient to you. And shower your favors upon me. And shall show your grace upon me and make me from your pious servants. Make me from your pious servants. Say Ameen. Allah make us all from the awliya ikram, inshallah. Say that, think about that, reflect upon that. Allah help me, help me, help me to become a pious servant. All of us. Just making this niyat alone in this gathering today or the Mubarak day of Friday. Subhanallah, what Allah will give you. Subhanallah. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Allah says, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ زِرَعًا He who comes close towards me one span, I come towards him one hand. That you say to yourself, مجھے اپنی زندگی کو بدلنا ہے. I want to change my life. I want to become obedient. So you are just, that is what is referred, that you try to come towards Allah one span. From your small finger to your thumb, Allah will come towards you one hand. Allah will start opening those doors and you'll start working towards it. So first, all of us make that niyat, inshallah, apni zindagi ko badalna. I want to become an obedient servant of Allah. At the same time, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We can also remember this dua and reflect upon this dua. Allahumma arhamni bi tarkil ma'asi abadam ma baqaytani. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Oh Allah, have mercy upon me that I give up all sins as long as I'm living. Allah, help me to give up all sins as long as I'm living. Say, Ameen. Think to ourselves. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا Everybody knows his soul. Everybody knows all the unda danda you're doing. All the wrong you're doing. Whatever we are doing. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah is basir. Allah is all watching. If I'm indulging in pornography, I'm looking at all those females, all those naked women, Allah is watching. Allah, I am making tawbah today, from today, no more. Think about it. Make the decision and work towards it. Subhanallah. This is not a small thing. Whether it is pornography, whether it is drugs, whether it's lies, whether it's cheating, robbing, breaking people when it comes to their state, Allah, Allah, Allah today. And Allah knows that you are lying, you are trying to cheat. Allah, Allah, I want to give it up. Allah, I want to give it up. Subhanallah, In the hadith of Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it comes. Allah is so loving, Allah is so kind, Allah is so kind to the ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to us, the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Only making a niyyah, an intention, Allah ta'ala gives you one reward. Allah, I want to give up this sin. Allah writes a reward for you straight away. Allah, after salah, I am going to give 10 rands in sadaqah. Allah ta'ala writes one reward. Thereafter, when you will make amal, Allah multiplies it 10 times. That is, you get the reward of 100 rands. And even while you're ضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ, and Allah will ta'ala can give it even more than that. Special favor on the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only on making an intention, you're getting a thawab, a reward. And then when you make amal, you get so much more. Subhanallah. How kind our Allah is. How kind our Allah is. How nice. Imagine if all of us say, I've been fighting with my cousin, I joined with him. I'm indulging in pornography, I'm going to make tawbah. I'm indulging in drugs, I'm going to make tawbah. All of us know our wrongs. Let us make an intention to be rectify our life. That's one example. Then subhanallah, when an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commits a sin, when he makes a sin, nothing is written. Sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah ta'ala tells the angel that writing our bad deeds, kiram and katibin, the right is on the right, the one that writing our good deeds, the one on the left is writing all our wrong deeds and our sins. Allah says, hold on. Maybe he may make istighfar. Maybe he may make tawbah. Give him a break. Allah. At this very moment, even if all of us, in our heart of heart, Ya Allah, I am making tawbah and I'm making istighfar of all the sins I have done in the past. Summa subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. Allah is so loving. As we learned from the hadith, even if your sins are equivalent to the pebbles on the sand, on the sea, on the earth, can you count it? Huh? Allah Ta'ala says, go, I will make it maaf. Just have that heart to say, Allah, I am asking for forgiveness for all my sins. Make that intention, make that dua. This is how loving, how kind, how our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to us, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That angel is waiting for us to say, Allah, I'm making tawbah. And won't even write that wrong down for us. This is how loving and how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to reflect and understand and ponder upon what Allah is saying. This ayat was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Arafah. On the 9th of Zilhajj, in Arafah, after Asr, Allah revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam dinan." Today, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum." I have perfected your religion. Allah has given us the most beautiful religion, as we understand from my hadith of Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That there is a beautiful building that is built by the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. One brick is left to complete that building, and that is Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placing that building to complete that building. I have perfected your religion. Various religions that came before, such rules were upon them, such conditions were upon them. When they would make qurbani, they were not allowed to eat that. A fire would come from the heavens and would basically swallow it up or burn it up. That is a sign that is accepted. That was in their religion. Subhanallah, look at us. How kind Allah is. You make the qurbani, you'll get the sawab of the animal that you have slaughtered. And you can even eat the animal, the flesh of the meat, or you can eat and you can give others. And nobody is going to come to know that this fellow's qurbani is accepted and that one's qurbani not accepted. Because if Allah didn't accept it of those of the people of the past, if they made a sacrifice and Allah didn't accept it, the animal remained there. Oh, this fellow did something Allah didn't like. It was exposed. Look at how beautiful our deen is, how loving our Allah is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such. Subhanallah. We need to reflect on all these bounties and make shukr that Allah made us of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We are so fortunate. What a beautiful deen we've got. You are walking, for example, let's say in China, and you hear the adhan. You got no concern that, you know what, in this place here in China, now it's Zohar time. I don't know whether the imams are going to read 4 rakats, or going to read 2 rakats, or going to read 3 rakats. Throughout the world, Zohar time, you all know, Zohar adhan is, Salah is going to be 4 rakats. And subhanallah, we hear the adhan. In those countries, there may be different kinds of ways of calling the people. But here, subhanallah, Allah has given us such a beautiful religion. Furthermore, subhanallah, the mere fact, forget the Hufaz, that have bahated the whole Quran, yet they don't even know the language, they don't even know maybe the translation of even Surah Fatiha. Small 5-year-old has bahated Surah Fatiha, has bahated so many surahs in our home, our children are bahating. Is that not a miracle? Let us ask ourselves. Take example. Most of us may be knowing from Wadduha to Nas and maybe Yasin and maybe a few other surahs. I ask you, can you bahat that in English? That number of pages? Yet you speak the language. Yet, and look at Quran, subhanallah, you are able to bahat it. Is this not a proof that we are on haq? That Allah Ta'ala has given us such a beautiful ni'mah? Have I pondered on this? Have I appreciated this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. And subhanallah, our Quran is such that the mere fact that we have tajweed, that we have this, we have the mad, and we have the qalqala, etc., all this beautiful, only in Arabic, only in the Quran, al-Kareem, Allah has given it to us. Allah has given us such favors. Moreover, subhanallah, when we go for Hajj, they say in Hajj, Hajj mabrur laysa lahu jaza'an illa al-jannah. For a person who makes a perfect Hajj or correct Hajj, there is no reward but Jannah. What is perfect Hajj? Leenul kalam, ifsha'us salam, it'amut tam. Talk in a kind way, to feed people and to make salam. Subhanallah. Whether it's a Malaysian, whether it's an Indonesian, whether it's a Chinese, whether it is a person from Chechnya, whichever part of the world, all of the world, all of us are gathering in Makkah, Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara, our salam. Only in Islam. If the people of the other religions, let's say the Christians, gathered together, can they all greet one another with one greeting? This is ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us as Muslims. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate this. And let us go back to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. I've completed my favor upon you. And I've chosen Islam as your way of life. I have chosen Islam as your way of life. This lesson, whether it is for the Hujjaj that have gone in the past or are going to go this year and are going to go in the future, and for all of us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've chosen Islam as your way of life. And to that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمَ الْغَائِبُ Those of you who are present, take my way of life, take the way of Islam and promote it throughout the world. Each and every Muslim is supposed to be a role model, a person living like a Muslim. And take that way of life and spread it throughout the world. Be like a Muslim, look like a Muslim. Ask myself at this moment, how much am I a Musliman? How much am I practicing on Islam? How is my thinking, my values, my views, everything? Let's ask ourselves. Let's just take a few examples. Let's ask ourselves. And we must question ourselves. What am I doing? Is it according to Islam or not? Is it according to Islam or not? Every one of us. I ask. This custom of saying happy birthday and celebrating birthday and having a cake, all this. Where is it? Is this Islam? Or is this some other religion? Or some other style or some other people's values? Ask ourselves, is this Islam? Firstly, I sometimes think we are so off in our brains, in our thinking, in our mentality. If somebody tell you you've got 2 years to live, after 1 year you're going to celebrate, I only got 1 year to live, I'm going to be worried, Baba, I'm going to die. The older we get to celebrate. Where's our brains? How they have converted us and made us think like what they want us to think. And this is the ayah that I also mentioned. وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَّرَ حَتَّى تَتَّبْعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Jews and the Christians will not be happy until they don't convert you in your thinking, in your behavior, in your every action. They want to make you like them in your thinking, in everything. I ask that on example, that could be, we say, birthday. I can't understand. Now, you must have engagement, you must have a hall, and you must have the lady wearing a trousseau, whatever you call Allah Jana, whatever the dress, etc. Am I thinking Muslim, or am I thinking like a Christian? Am I thinking like a Muslim, or am I thinking like a Christian? In my actions, in my behavior, in my doings. And why are we reaching this level? Why have we become like this? Sometimes I'm shocked. I go to, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. You go to the Mubarak places and you see them selling in the shop. Batman, Spider-Man, Allah Jana, what is those things they're selling? Now look at how they have converted you that you will make your children wear the same thing. To dress up like that. I am asking you, is that real? Or is that some fake? And then look at how they have converted you, and you want to believe like that, you want to act like that, you want to dress like that, you make your children like that. This is the thing, that mentally we have been brainwashed and we have been converted. Even if you're coming to the masjid, look at your thinking, your wife's children thinking, your children thinking, no, I want that. My respected brothers, this is not a joke. We are going off the line. We are losing it. And these people have converted us. Let's be open about it. Is it right? Am I thinking like a Musliman? So that's why it's so important, my respected elders and brothers, reflect on anything and everything you do. Whether it's your business, why must I put there, whether it's Diwali or whether it's Christmas, it's shocking. This is open zina. No, that is Valentine's Day. Now the girl will send, a Muslim girl will send to another person Valentine's Day. Then it's mother, when they have their Mother's Day, then we must make our Mother's Day. Why are we, don't we have our own? Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw them celebrating in Medina Munawwara, he said, Allah Ta'ala has given us a better, and Allah Ta'ala has given us our Eid. We will celebrate in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us in our Eid. So my respected elders and brothers, it's a plea, it's a concern. In anything and in everything we do, Allah has given us the most beautiful religion. Allah is, and we have to be the role models. We're not supposed to be promoting that way. We say, no, this is our way of promoting our religion in our outlook, in our thinking, in our values. I am a Muslim. And the things that are now converting us, one is, as what you can see, the media is outside. We are allowing our children, it comes to cell phones, they are being bombarded by those kuffar ways. We have the television in our homes, we are getting converted in that way also. And in various other things. I mean, you ask them, Baba, why are you keeping two haircuts? Half year and half year. Rasulullah has prohibited it. No, it's a style now, so I will do it. Why are we all like this? I'm asking all of us, a plea to all of us. Allah has given us the most beautiful religion. And in following the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you will, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah, follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautiful way. Everything of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we know. If you ask a Christian today about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Isa alayhi wa sallam, he does not know. But we can say about our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how handsome he was, how broad shoulders he had, how his eyebrows was, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use even the surma. We can explain that. How Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put oil in his hair. We can show that. How Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate food. We can show that. All these things are kept open to us beautifully. The way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can we have excuse and how can we ever follow any other tariqah? Allah give us hidayat. Yeah, ameen. Allah give us understanding. Allah make us follow the way of Rasulullah and promoting the way of Rasulullah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.